From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. President Obama says he deserves some credit for a rebound in the nation's economy late last year. But he says more still needs to be done. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama pointed to new economic figures from the Commerce Department as an affirmation of his administration's economic policies. The figures show the economy grew at a rate of nearly 6% in the fourth quarter. Mr. Obama says that's a huge improvement from the beginning of last year when the economy was contracting at a rate of more than 6%.
And it didn't happen by accident. It happened, as economists, conservative and liberal, will attest, because of some of the steps that we took.
Economists warn growth will likely slow this year, leaving millions of Americans still looking for work. Mr. Obama is calling for a new $5,000 per worker tax credit to encourage companies to do more hiring. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
In Tennessee, it's snow and sleet as a massive winter storm moves out of the southern plains and into the east. Up to a foot of snow could fall in parts of the south. Storm preparations are underway in Arkansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee. The storm left more than 150,000 customers without power in Oklahoma. A Kansas jury found Scott Rader guilty of first-degree murder charges Friday after deliberating just 37 minutes. Rader admits he killed George Tiller, one of the few doctors who performed abortions later in pregnancy. Rader said he did it to stop abortion. From Wichita, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Roeder admitted he killed Tiller to protect unborn children, and the defense wanted jurors to be able to consider a lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. After the judge ruled against that, there was no real issue for the jury to decide. Defense attorneys say Roeder's testimony made the case hopeless once the judge threw out voluntary manslaughter. But District Attorney Nola Folston says the lesser charge did not apply.
And I believe very strongly that it is the right decision and that it is supported by a wealth of Kansas law and that it will stand.
Defense attorneys say it was Roeder's honest belief that his actions were justified and they will likely appeal the verdict. Roeder's sentencing is set for March 9th. He faces life with the possibility of parole in 25 years. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Wichita.
A bill to allow civil unions for same-sex couples in Hawaii failed in the State House Friday and is probably dead for the year. While supporters felt there were enough votes for narrow passage, there was no consensus about granting the same benefits to civil unions that are given to heterosexual married couples. In the end, lawmakers chose not to vote on the bill at all. And now on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 53 points to 10,067. For the month, the Dow lost almost 3.5%. Over 5 billion shares were traded. The NASDAQ lost 31 points, and the S&P 500 fell 10. You're listening to NPR News. Toyota says it will start shipping repair kits to dealers to fix sticking accelerators. It's still unclear what's being replaced, either the entire accelerator assembly or just parts. Toyota suspended sales of 8 models in the past week to deal with the pedals that can sometimes lead to unplanned acceleration. In Haiti, there's been looting in some parts of downtown Port-au-Prince. Even with the diversion, some aid is still going to the hundreds of survivor camps elsewhere in the city. NPR's Corey Flintoff has been visiting some of those camps, and he has this report.
I'm standing here in a camp at the Parc Sainte Thérèse, where several hundred people have lined up behind two water trucks. They've brought buckets and jugs to get water that's provided by a private benefactor who lives here in Pétionville. Aid has started to flow to some of these camps, but it's been slow, especially for much-needed food. Nearly 3 weeks after the earthquake disaster, camps like these are starting to take on a more permanent air. This one has tarps and bed sheets stretched over the living areas. People here are worried, though, that the weather may change. If it rains, they say camps like theirs will turn into miserable mud patches. International aid groups are talking about moving people to safer, more weatherproof camps, but it's not clear how many people can be accommodated. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Reports say a missile fired from an American drone aircraft struck a militant compound in northern Pakistan. 5 people, including 2 foreigners, died. There have been a dozen armed drone attacks in northern Pakistan this month. The attacks are wildly unpopular with Pakistanis who see them as a violation of sovereignty. I'm John Stempen, NPR News in Washington.